The debate will have new rules following the outbreak of COVID-19 that has impacted President Donald Trump, Senators Mike Lee, Ron Johnson, Tom Tillis, and other top GOP officials, as well as White House media correspondents. Pew Research calls the vice presidential debate an undercard, and since the first debate in 1976, that has meant far less viewers. The lone exception? 2008, when 68 million people turned in to watch Joe Biden and Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. There is another lens to consider, Native American history. There are a lot of stories to tell, starting with the number of men and women who have run for that office. Charles Curtis Kaa was elected vice president in 1928. LaDonna Harris Comanche was a candidate for the Citizens Party in 1980. And Winona LaDuke, White Earth Nation, was the Green Party nominee for the office twice, first in 1996 and again in 2000. Perhaps the most curious relationship, though, is between the office of vice president and tribal leaders that started during the administration of Lyndon B. Johnson. In March 1968, Johnson signed an executive order creating the National Council on Indian Opportunity. It was a mix of federal officials and tribal leaders, headed by Vice President Hubert H. Humphrey. At its first meeting, the council announced a commemorative stamp of Chief Joseph, saluting the American Indian. Not much in terms of policy, though. During the Nixon administration, Vice President Spiro Agnew was more serious. The vice president's staff worked closely with the administration on issues ranging from the return of Blue Lake to the Taos Pueblo to the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Agnew proclaimed in January 1970 that Indian people still are our most poverty-stricken Americans, and it is outrageous that this should be so. The vice president's office also attempted to shape tribal politics. It supported the creation of the National Tribal Chairman's Association as an alternative to the National Congress of American Indians. The American Indian Press Association reported that some observers believed that the reason for that was the close affiliation of NCAI President Leon Cook with the Democratic presidential campaign of George McGovern. Then NCAI Executive Director Charles Trimble told the Press Association that the vice president's counsel had become manipulative and divisive. By 1974, the experiment was over. The new vice president, Gerald Ford, had no interest in serving as the council chair. I'm Mark Trahant.